I have come to take that which belongs to me in this agenda, in this program of God, in this end time. That which has been destined for me, that which has been fashioned for me by the angels, I have come to take of it. I have come to partake of it. You have the man of God. This is an agenda of God. This is an agenda of God for the end time. The Lord has not... I'd like to welcome you to this program and to this agenda of God in the end time. Please, you may be seated as you listen to the mission statement of this amazing ministry. Again, privilege of God's servant to be bringing this our way tonight. In the next 10 minutes or so, I'll be reading again to us to remind us the mission statement of Anakazo Mission International. All our viewers online, inside and outside, if you can hear me, I'd like you to pay rapt attention as you listen to the mandate. I'm delighted to introduce to you Anakazo Mission International, an inclusive non-denominational ministry based in Kaduna State. Our community is built around three essential missions, all of which are dedicated to fostering spiritual growth and strengthening the bonds of our unity in faith. First, we are committed to nurturing individuals into becoming spiritual watchmen, saviors and deliverers of their families and territories, according to Obadiah chapter 1 and verse 21. To accomplish this, we've established apostolic centers designed to enlighten believers about their divine ordination and imperatives to manifest God's glory. Second, we aim to bring speed and settlement to God's people, drawing on Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22. We deliver systemic or systematic teachings of God's word, illuminating its hidden wisdom to foster spiritual advancement and personal growth for our precious saints. Third, we stand firm against the spirit of confusion and their territorial influence. We uphold the doctrine of the early apostles and advocate for sound biblical teachings, thus providing a fortification against falsehood and deceptive teachings. Furthermore, our community gathers every Tuesday and Friday at 5 p.m. for revival encounter service at Habakkuk Hall and the other hall that shall be revealed in Barinawa soon or during the announcement. And is located at 48 and 49 Chiroma Street Television. This is for our online viewers in case you want to visit us in Kaduna State. We warmly invite you to join us to worship, learn and grow together in the spirit of unity and faith as we look forward to welcoming you to Anakazo Mission International. Let this journey be a blessing to our life and let it bring us together in the spirit of faith and truth. On behalf of God's choice servant Apostle Efa Emmanuel, I'd like to welcome all of us inside and outside and our online viewers to Anakazo Mission International. Please put your hands together as the choir take us further in the service.
Wherever you are, can you just bow your head to Jesus and appreciate God? You can speak to Him in whatever way you want to speak to Him tonight. I assure you tonight that the Lord will strengthen armies in our midst tonight. He will strengthen armies again. Yes, He will strengthen armies. Can you just pray wherever you are? You can take any posture you want to take. You can take any posture. But in all things, yet your heart be connected tonight. Palamo Sastefelaha Dabos to Sabahada. In everything, let your heart be connected tonight. Fahato Sabraha Felata. In all things, let your heart be aligned tonight. Fohate Kabo Sebrahamotala. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with song of deliverance whenever I am afraid. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with song of deliverance whenever I
I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the name of the Lord. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the name of the Lord. I will trust in you. Oh, Ebranama lagi janatio yo banayaga. Ebramo seseli malabe natalia. Abremo sima na belu adu chanayo. Oh, I will trust in you. Oh, Abraham was telling me about Lagu Chelelio. Achala Bola Mela Pela Buka. Abraham was telling me about Bela Mela Pela. Pela Yololo. Abraham was telling me about yes, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Yes, let the weak say Zion. Oh, tell him I'm pelad yanagi. Oh, promise this tello hot yanai gelo chanamuai. Oh, I will trust in you. Yes, let the weak say die. I am strong in the name of the Lord. I will trust in you. Amatala will trust in you. Obrebo selima utale. Abrebo banagali epola yotana. Achana achana yolo pelamo. Apre was tebina bela brapole. Apre anasele mila poni akale. Apre was tina bele aboko yo. Apre was tina abo. Apre bila pichano. Apre was tisele mi abuka. Lebi abole aga. Apre was tima aboko. Yes, every boss tell him I love you, girl, you're bad. Every no tell you I'm bad. Every boss do tell you I'm bad. Yes, let the weak say that I am strong in the name of the Lord. I will trust in you. I am strong in the name. I assure you tonight that the Lord will strengthen armies again. Yes. Oh, army, do not be weary. Stand in your faith. Stand in your faith. The Lord will strengthen again. And yet again, we have seen him make men. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the name of the Lord. trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say that I am strong in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Wherever you are, just pray for 1 minute and tell the Lord, do to my life, do to my destiny, do to my story something only you can do that will bring me to the place of manifestation. Encounter me, O God. I need another encounter. I need another encounter. I need another encounter. I need another encounter. When was the last time you heard his voice? When last did you see his face? Another encounter. With God, where two realms will submit your report card. The earth will give you a report. If you follow the result of the earth, if you follow the submission of the earth, you will think you have arrived. You will think you have passed the mark. You will think you have qualified.
then the heavens will paste their results, and then it will occur to you, you have not started. They will show you who you are in the calendar of the divine. They will show you your role in the eternal scope of the orders of God. Then they will show you what you have done so far. They will give you the opportunity to see the verdict of the both realms. What I'm trying to share with you is the burden of the Lord upon my soul. Men will clap. Suddenly you will get a glimpse at your true capacity. Aye, you are like a failure that people are still clapping for, because you are living in the midst of a weak generation. So any ounce of strength is considered victory, and you have not even entered the layers of your true capacity. The thing they are celebrating you for, the immortals call it failure. Yet among men you are a giant. You will close your a report. If God wants to help you, He will show you another time again. See who you are. See who you are with God. Maybe somebody will pray for 1 minute. Lord, I come out. I come out of this drama. Come out of this noise. I come out of all of this distraction. I press. I contend for real stuff. For real manifestation. Who am I? Tonight, or you are still distracted, come out of this drama. There is too much noise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. God bless you. Years to come, the whole of your life can be summarized in one sentence. One. For some of you, the totality of all your generation can say about you is that she was a beautiful woman. One sentence. Your life entered that sentence. Some, he was a rich man. One sentence. Your life collapsed into one sentence. Some, is a popular, a very popular man. Still, one sentence. Your life collapsed into one sentence. You cannot change it. You can't. So the only thing you can truly do is to decide what is the details in that sentence. A matter has been brought before my eyes. I have seen that God is not admitted into many spaces. I've seen that not too many people are vessels of God. I've seen that there is a need in the heart of God for men who can just yield themselves as vessels. Please tell somebody by your side, vessels. The way the water board in a state can treat the water in the water treatment plant, have that volume of water channeled through pipes to the respective destinations where it is needed. This is how the virtues of God, His presence, and all of His bounties towards the sons of men, they are trapped in Him. And if God wants to encounter men, there is need for channels. There is a marked difference between the heaven and the earth. And so there will be a need for channels to give space, to give room for that which is contained in the heaven to arrive at the places where the sons of men need it. There is too much stage management going on. Too many people have adopted other means to make up for our great deficiency of the presence of God. God is not in many spaces. And since He is not there, we have adopted other means to make up for a pseudo arrangement to look like He is there, but He is not there. So people are contracted to sit down on wheelchairs, pretend like they are crippled. And then once the man of God comes, make some declarations, they get up. Then people say they give all glory back to God. But the God that this whole arrangement was designed to exalt, is not there. In fact, it's a mockery to Him. While the arrangement was all planned out, then they heard a gunshot. Then cripple stood up and run. It became clear to people that the pastor have not said in the name of Jesus yet, but the cripples were healed. So people say, wait, so this is the... A large chunk, big population of the people who profess the name of the Lord, the first agenda of Satan towards their life is to disqualify them from being an adequate representation of that message that is on their lip. The moment you open your mouth in the cosmos and say, God is holy, holiness will become the center of attack in your own life. The moment you open your mouth and say, God is a good God, your whole life will be a proof that what you are saying, you are the first signboard that contradicts that thing that you are saying. The moment you come out and say, God is powerful, they will leave certain signs in your life so that your message cannot be powerful. They want that while you are saying God is powerful, let them see that one of your child is sick, there is this thing happening there, somebody just have this challenge, so that your life is reading with many proofs that your message is a lie. Oh, I've seen so many a man. They are crawling, they are rolling. They know they want to keep pace with God, but they cannot run with Him because His motions are celestial. And so since they cannot keep pace, they still want to be, you know, just be doing something so that with men at least they are trying. So this is the man that is under the yoke of fornication, addiction, masturbation has bounded his soul, pornography had kept him chained. This is that man. Yes, you will now see him, he would, once it's time to go and minister, he will look for one or two scriptures, add this one together. Lord have mercy, look upon my soul, Then he comes and try with the last strand of mercy he can wield for that moment and does something. Then they bring him back into captivity again. Is God there? He's not there. And the plan is that you will do that till your old age, then you die. You are never a proof. You are never the proof of the real. The totality of the whole thing is an arrangee. The first thing Satan will fight in your life is your message. If God wants to tell a message of his faithfulness through your life, your greatest area of challenge will be that message given to you. That's the first thing Satan will fight. So that before you even appear, you yourself will think, you will know you are a fake. Say, how can I? Somebody told me the other day, he says, how can I be preaching about God's blessings when me myself I'm not blessed? How can you call God good when all life I've dealt you is the wrong hand? How can you now go in the full course to restore many people's marriages with the wisdom God has deposited on your inside as regarding that mountain when your own marriage has failed? What do you do when you don't have results in the area of your calling? What do you do when your own life is a contradiction of what they told you to go and say? How can God send you in something that you yourself, there is something in your life that proves that you don't know anything about this thing? It's like somebody coming to market a book, 7 Keys of Success. A man came to sell that book in my JS1 class. 7 Keys of Success. The person who came to sell it was wearing a bathroom slippers. So when he was talking about the book, we were now looking at his leg. I said, "Kai, if this man knows this key, it means there's something wrong with this key then. It's not a key." You know what? This is where the separation happens. At that point where you come in the volume of books, you begin to try to connect back to the mother realm. Encounters are reaching out to you. Dreams and visions are trying to reach out to you to arrest you back to eternal consciousness. Then your situation and circumstances, of course, influenced by demons and the cohorts of the devil, they will begin to want to convince you that you are not qualified for what you were sent into time to come and do. This is where the separation happens. There will be a few people that will judge themselves based on their ability and say, it's true, actually. But there will be another who would walk daily. They don't feel worthy, they don't feel strengthened, they don't feel like the best. Actually, let me tell you one truth. The best set of people God will use in every civilization are not the best people on ground. There are people that will be more gifted than you in the things God have called you to do. There will be people that will be more positioned than you, more prepared than you. But it is the election of grace. It is grace that insists on you. And so, above that feeling of unworthiness, above that feeling of lack of preparation, please be seated. Don't stand up. Please. Just sit. There is something superior to that. It is that there was an ordination on you long before time began. You will not end small. And it is not just a prayer. It is the ways God has worked. This is how he has dealt with the sons of men in time past. And so it is important that we know his ways so that we can align ourselves in the right way. There are families represented here that God has been shut out from. Because the ladder of God to the earth, amen, the bridge between the divine and the physical is man. It is through man God can touch anything if he wants to do anything. The world of the spirit, no matter how agitated it gets, the only labor that spirits will deploy is to secure a vessel that is willing. A vessel that is willing. Those three ladies, 1, 2, 3, if you are not willing and ready to be in the service, get up and leave now. Now. And if you chew that gum again. No, I think, please, help them out. Three of them, 1, 2, 3. When you are prepared, you would look for wherever we are there. Now you are not ready. 1, 2, 3. Leave them. I'm talking about channels and vessel, and you are an example, an active vessel just here. Satan is smiling through you. Jesus. Precious Holy Ghost, please find us. Find us. Use us. Use us. Use us for your glory. Use us. Use us. Use us. Use us. Use us. Spend our lives. Spend our lives. Spend our lives. It belongs to you. Bend our will. Break us until we become usable. Some of you will have to step out of the way today. He had been trying to overpower you for long. You are a strong man fighting against God, fighting against his counsel for your life. And he will move upon you like a man of war. You too, like Jacob, you will fight. Ah! Tonight, may the Lord overpower you. Tonight, may his spirit overshadow you. If God wants to heal, who will heal you? If God wants to prosper a people, what is the vessel available to connect that dimension? God does not have much vessels. I'm telling you the truth. God does not have much vessels. There are too many questions begging for answers, because the vessels that will connect that dimension of God to the sons of men are not available. We are talking about it, but talk is cheap. We are talking about it, but power is scarce. We are talking about it, and there is too much fakeness, too much falsehood. There is a need for real men, real vessels to emerge. The only way to emerge is to die first. You are a seed. You are activated through death. It is death that activates you. You are a seed. There is something on your inside. It is only through death you are multiplied, until a corn of wheat falls to the ground and die. Only then you will drop your own agenda. You will drop your own plan. Hey! Who is it that wants to follow me? Let him deny himself. You know why? You know why the tears keeps flowing in that family? It's because the channel that God's intervention should come through. That channel has not allowed God to pass through. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Because the King of glory, he wants to come in. The King of glory, he wants to come into that family. But he needs the gate. He needs the gate.
I will use it for you. I will use it for you.
The King of glory, he wants to come into Nigeria. He wants to come into Kaduna. He wants to come into United States, to the UK. He wants to come into Canada. He wants to come into your family. But there are needs for gates. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory wants to come in. The Lord began to teach me these things. And it broke me. It broke me. And so I inquired of him. So am I the problem? He said, yes, you are. You are. I am ready to do exceedingly above all you can think or imagine. But there is a limitation. You have blocked the pipe. You blocked it from your own end. I'm channeling many dimensions. I can use your life. I can make you a sign and a wonder. You have not started yet. You are a failure yet. I said I'm failing. He said yes. You have not started. You have not scratched anything. Men are lying to you. You have not known me. Hey. So what are we doing, sis? What are we doing? You have not known me. There's religion on the earth, and you can become a part of it and be practicing. Do I really know you? Why are you hiding yourself from me? Why are you hiding your face from me? How long would we continue walking? Show me your glory, that I may know you, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection. Show me your face.
You with a smile will be proud to call me home. Oh, how I long to be where you are. Let's help we find no place in me. But you with a smile would be proud to call me home. Oh, hey. Oh, how I long to be where you are. Let's help we find no place in me. But you with a smile will be proud to call me home. Oh, my home. Oh, my home. Heaven, my home. Oh, my home. What a joy when I reach my beautiful home. Oh, my home, oh, my home, heaven, my home, oh, my home, what a joy to be when I reach my beautiful home.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please be seated. The elders saw something. And when they caught glimpse of those sights, they began to live as pilgrims on earth, desiring a city whose builder and maker is the Lord. We see things that make us want to be landlords on earth. Our affection is so earthbound. So earthbound. Worshiping, just praising his name some years back, and the heavens opened and everything just vanished. It was like I was standing alone in a place like a desert, and the clouds just began to part like a curtain, the way you shift curtain. The clouds began to part like a curtain, and a face came out. A loud voice said, "This is the face of God." He says, "It is also the face of Jesus." He was just looking at me like a speck, like dust. Like dust. If you know how little, if you know how inconsequential, it's a privilege to be used of him. Till now, I am drowned anytime I just imagine. So, you have time to know me. You have time to single me out in the billions of people on the face of the earth and the myriads of creatures that are seeking your attention per moment. You have time to isolate me. You have time to fellowship with me every day. You give time to every word that leaves my mouth. This little, tiny, inconsequential being. Hi. If you ignore God, you cheated yourself. Show me your face. Show me your face again. Show me your face. Just in case you have gone for some time. Just in case it's been a while where you need to ask him again. Ask him again. I want to know you. I want to know you. Not just sermons, not just messages. I don't want men to be the only channel where you speak to me from. What happened to my own receptacle? Why can't I hear you? Why is it that the only perspective of God you have is from sermons? Why can't your heart open? Why can't you journey like an explorer, exploring God, knowing layers of His reality, touching deep truths about Him? Hi, them that do know their God. You will think you know Him until tribulations come, until circumstances come to test you. You will know that it's just head knowledge. It's just head knowledge. You don't know Him. This is what Apostle Paul cried for, that I may know you. Hi. I don't want to know about you. I want to know you. I want to walk with you. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Him? Do you know Him? Do you know the sound of His voice? Do you know how the room smells when He comes? Do you know the scent of His presence? Somebody will take a posture this night. He will put a full stop to all of this rhema, all of these messages, all of this light and revelation you are accruing that is not translating into any personal encounter. Lord, show me your face. One encounter will change your life forever. One. Just one. A million and one messages, you will still be a prisoner. One encounter. Who are you, O God? The beauty of knowing who He is that you will discover who you are too. Because it is in Him that your identity is captured. Anything you see about Him, you receive that dimension for yourself too. Show me your glory. Show me your face. Show me your hand. Show me your might. It was Job that said, I have read of you in the pages of the book, but now my eye have seen you. Now my eye have seen you. I want to see you for myself. I don't want to be told about you anymore. What will I give my generation? What will I tell them? Enough of all these lofty conversations. Every single person whose life have become a template in the scriptures that we are currently feasting on, that our generation are using as the template to study God, there's only one thing they all have in common: encounters. They met him. Hi. It was Moses that met him. It was Saul that met him. I'm showing you feeble men, stammerers. Say, but Lord, I stammer. He says, who made the tongue? When you meet him, you can negotiate anything. You can discuss your infirmity with him. Who created the tongue? Saul, the murderer, he met him. And he became an advocate for the same cause he was fighting. You are one encounter away from a turnaround. You need that encounter. Listen, it's not every season of your life that will ride on the strength of this information you are getting from messages. It's not everything about God I can show you. There are things only you can see for yourself. This is the place I'm calling you. I say, come, go and look for him. It's like holding somebody, bringing the person to a gate, and the condition is everybody must knock and enter by themselves. Now I'm saying, you see the gate here, enter. Enter. It's not for men of God. No. It's not for pastors. It's not for prophets. It's not for apostles. It's not for teachers. It's not for evangelists. This is the way of the kingdom. You will know him. This is eternal life. That they may know you, the one true God. and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. This is eternal life. If you don't know him, you don't have eternal life. The eternal life is you know him, that I may know you. I wish I'm not teaching now. I just want to love God. I just want to shut myself in a dark room. Only sound. Just a soft keyboard sound. I just want to meditate. I want to journey. I want to touch him. I want to trap dimensions of his glory. I want to spend a long time there. I wish I'm not holding the mic now. It's a distraction. The truth is, I had to come because there's service and then there's... Lord, give me you. Everything else must wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Everything else must wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else must wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Hi, listen. For some of you, for years, the Holy Ghost has been following you like a guy trying to ask a lady out. For years, many years. I pray it's not too late. I pray it's not too late. When they summarize your life into one sentence, what will be said about you? Abba. I want people to say, I loved God genuinely. A man who loved God. Whenever they say Epha, Emmanuel, Isaac, a man that loves the Lord. Anything. No matter what you do with your life, it will be summarized into one sentence. This is what I want. That I love the Lord. I love him. I love him. I'm seeing a very dusty path. I'm seeing a dusty road, very dusty. That is the road ordained for many of us to walk on. And we have not taken any step on it. It's very dusty, it's dusty. Nobody have walked on it. But that's your path, spiritually. They are still waiting for the prince to come home. They are waiting. The Father is looking from the. He's looking every day. He's looking. Maybe you start making your way back home. Come out from among them. Be separate. Be separate. Come out of this drama. Ola hasa hafateg yatanas. Mando kopa savere de di la hanadinos. Man preteke pekete barada, baradeha baradena.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
You just play a soft sound and let God's people. Let's pray. Let's just spend time with the Holy Ghost.
Everything else can wait. Give me you all. I hope I'm not too late. Oh, give me you all. Everything else can go away. Oh, give me you all. I hope I'm not too late. Mato na moyo diano, avilayo na mojayo na viya nocho. Ave na moja no manadroni, avenu me achalu magobono. Evle manayo jina mogaeli, avrabi bichi na mogayo. Ave na moja yo diano, evene me na joju na mogoyo. Ovanu majayo meado. Mea do nayo si joyo koko. Eni na eantina. Abramu mesa mina moka bela muzo. Eliamu machayo. Elianu machayo. Abibeki vanu danu. Anu na joyo tia. Abenu ma abeyo mamoyo. Oh Lord, give me you all. Lord, give me you all. Lord, give me you all. Oh Lord, give me you all. 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 I mean, I'm a judge of an old man. I've been man of Zay. I've been man of Zay. I've been man of Mamaki. I'm a dog. Eddie Abu Zay, Junana. He's a no sita. No, my old man, no memoir. Oh, Sina, no, Coco, I, Dina. Oriamu manano dina oso diyo. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, oba webiyo. Every mamoko koko na nideli, na nute kago na momo kiyo. Eti tajo nani, evi tajo na mamujayo. I give myself away. Oh, oh, oh. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. Hey, oh. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. Oh. Hey. I give myself away. Umen a hasoni, abenamu mama mugaki yo. I give my life away. I give myself away, so you can use my own. I give myself away. I give my devil. So you open a mojina mamoga Irianu mametali Eria dingi kupamo Nana jilamo Epremo zaiyo oko ele Ano eja amemo Epe ele eno aso namo kabon Epe nameni Iyo no nana jiche jelene Ami mamo gogo koko Nanu seyo Abri mamo zaiyo che Oga go na meme na moga Ivano zaiye che 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 Amutano me Abri mamo soyo Abri mamo soyo Yo koko ko Ijana moja me mame Itabi me na soyo Abri mamo Uzeno ni
Hallelujah. What you want from me is my heart. I give it up to you. In worship is what you want from me. Is what you want from me. It's my heart.
I give it all to you.
That's what he wants from you. Your heart. Your heart. I pray you give it to Him this night. Just give it all. Give it all to Him.
It's my heart. I give it all to you. In worship, what you want from me is my heart.
Give him that heart.
What you want from me is my heart.
I give it all to you.
I give you all of me. 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 I give you.
He will cast down your crowns now. He will lay down every idol now. Every high thing, every ambition, every goal, every high, lay it at His feet now. Until Jesus becomes your biggest obsession. Until Jesus becomes your strongest obsession. Lay it down now. Lay it down. Lay it down. Lay that relationship down. Lay it down. Lay it down.
Today,
you are my obsession.
Hallelujah. Who has been blessed tonight? Who has shifted to another level? Hallelujah. If you're here with your tithe, can you come forward? Also package your offerings quickly. Come forward with your tithes. Speak words on that offering. Speak words on that tithe. This is not just for show. Your offering is a testimony that you recognize and honor Him as your God. So as a form of gratitude, you say, "Thank you, Lord." You say, "Thank you, Lord." Just speak words. Speak words. Speak words. Shalabaka pato satalaba. Lebrako sata. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verses 38, it says, "Give and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." Give. There's the promise of a return. See your offering as a seed. And then one characteristic of a seed is it grows. Just see this as a step to the growing of your finances, to the growing of your life, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bless these hands that have come to give tonight. We pray that you multiply them. We pray that you increase them, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can cast your tithes, and then you can give your offerings as the ushers move around. Amen. Let's take the follow announcements quickly. And I cast the good news. Amen. We'll be having workers' retreat tomorrow. Come on, you can do better than that. Amen. We're going to be converging at the residence of Evangelist Emmanuel, that is in Sabo GRA, by 9 a.m. tomorrow. Amen. Apostle has told us that we are in a transition season. Don't miss this meeting. God is going to be conveying His words. He's going to be giving us basic instructions to follow. For all workers and all intending workers, please make it a time. Come early. Amen. On Tuesday, Congress and Communion service. It promises to be awesome. It promises to be wonderful. For those of you that have been attending Congress, you can testify to this fact. God has been meeting with us. Amen. This Tuesday is another time. Please come. Let's pray together in unity. Amen. The Bible says that in the mouth of two or three, a word is established, a matter is established. If you have been praying alone and you have not seen any answer, come, let us pray together. Amen. And then you surely get your result in Jesus' name. Then on Friday like this next week, we'll be meeting again for another Anakazo experience. Amen. It is always, always, always an amazing time in God's presence. Amen. Please invite someone for this service, and God will bless you in Jesus' name. Apostle is going to be ministering at Kaduna State Polytechnic tomorrow.
Great Mission 2023. The flyer is up. The theme is the harvest. He's going to be ministering tomorrow and then Sunday by 5 p.m. Amen. Please, you can go back to the flyer and then get more information about that. Amen. Worshippers Cafe 5.0. Nobody's excited. Come on, Worshippers Cafe 5.0. Amen. Third Ascension on the 17th of September 2023. And then it is going to be happening live in this hall, the Anakazo Hall, Habikut Hall. Amen. Please make it a time. Make it a time. God has given one of us a mandate, and then He has decided, according to God's instruction, to gather us here to worship and then to praise God. Please make it a time. Amen. All right. We've come to the end of our meeting. Any other announcement will be conveyed via our groups. Can you be on your feet? In 1 minute, just give God praise. Magnify His holy name. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Jalabako brakosta talabaa. We worship You, Jesus. We magnify Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name, O God. Libakosta dabalabalista. We bless Your holy name. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. And Anakazo, we have come to the end of our service. Love one another. God bless you.